Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. We're joined by Bloomberg's Matt Day. Amazon's new AI-boosted version of Alexa is out. Matt, you've been testing it and playing with it. How is this any different?
So it's a lot more conversational than the prior Alexa. I mean, folks who've used this software, you know, for more than a decade now will know that you kind of have to phrase things in a certain way. You know, hey, Alexa, turn on the lights. You can't get too creative with exactly how you talk to it. This new version is much sort of more fluidly able to, you know, handle weird requests or different ways of saying things, very much akin to the experience you'd get typing stuff into ChatGPT.
Is this along the lines of, they did something recently where they said, oh, we have a new voice and you don't have to keep saying my name. You can just talk to me.
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's another nifty feature here is that instead of having to, you know, sort of summon Alexa by saying, Alexa, do this, Alexa, do that, you can kind of carry on a little bit of an extended conversation. You know, it's got bugs like all these tools do, but it's definitely you know, able to kind of stay in touch with you and follow you and give you more info than it was before.
It did give some early access to users. How popular has it been? How successful has it been?
We're not exactly sure. Amazon says tens of millions of people in the U.S. are using this. You know, that we can probably safely assume it's a lot of Amazon super fans in there, right? These are all people who are in the Prime program. These are folks who already had Echo smart speakers or other Amazon devices, you know, that included Alexa. So we're not really sure, but that's what we get to test right now is, you know, this software is widely available. And so we get to see just how it stacks up against all the other AI people are using.
So you played with it. The people who have Prime can have access to it, but is it worth, you know, $20 a month?
You know, $20 a month, I am not sure. And I think that's kind of a funny figure because I'm not sure Amazon actually expects anybody to pay that, given that this product is also free with Prime. Prime runs you about $140 a year. You do the math. This is definitely kind of a impetus and suggestion from Amazon that you should probably be paying for Prime anyway. But, you know, it is definitely an improved experience. And, you know, for users of Alexa, it is the one that they are working on now, right? If you roll back to the old one, it's going to be as clunky as it was before. And, you know, Amazon has indicated they're not going to spend a whole lot more investing in that old experience.
What does it do that it didn't do before? Because I feel like sometimes people underutilize it.
So now it can just sort of summon facts, right? Sort of in the same way that you can ask, you know, a search engine enabled with artificial intelligence or ChatGPT kind of all manner of questions. It will get you a response. It won't always be the right one, but, you know, if, you know, you've got a question about where coding languages comes from, it can, you know, give you a history of that. It's just a much broader knowledge base than the kind of hard hand-coded Alexa that we were all used to before. So just people are encouraged by Amazon to just try throwing different things at it and see what it does.
Okay, so this is more than, hey, Alexa, what's the weather going to be like tomorrow?
Exactly, and that's Amazon's hope here is they can take a device that, you know, for a lot of folks really is just a music box and an occasional trivia machine and kind of build it into a daily habit. You know, I'm not sure people are really ready to, you know, organize their calendars or, you know, plan parties with a speaker on their kitchen island or something like that, but that seems to be Amazon's play here.
How important is AI development, though, for Amazon? Are they doing it themselves?
They are. They are both building their own AI tools, and they're using AI tools from other folks, including their real close partner Anthropic, a leading AI maker. I mean, this is just a crucial way to keep Alexa sticky for them, right? They want people to keep using the thing. It's gotten kind of a dented reputation in recent years compared to AI tools. So they're really trying to keep Alexa in the conversation and keep Amazon in the conversation as a leading way to use AI, you know, in and around the home.
So not any big hurdles, not any, like, you know, big bells and whistles, but it just, like you said, keeps it in the conversation.
That's right. And they, you know, it can do nifty, you know, fun stuff. They say if you send it emails, which again, I'm not sure how many people are sending Alexa emails these days, but if you do send it a piece of information, it can help you sort through that. It can automatically generate things to do from it. So definitely something they're still developing.
Matt, thanks for the testing and for the time. That is Bloomberg's Matt Day. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, catch Bloomberg Technology weekdays. That's at 8 a.m.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.